USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Scorching temperatures will roast the United States today as the nation's heat wave keeps cooking. Highs are expected in the Northeast to approach triple digits in Philadelphia up to Boston. 100 million Americans will be under heat warnings. Most of the heat warnings are in place in the southern Great Plains and lower Mississippi Valley. Peyton Bauer with St. David's Healthcare System shares some signs of a heat stroke.
You're going to have, if you are weak or dizzy or nauseous, that can be something to look out for, and you're going to want to go inside immediately. And if your symptoms don't go away pretty quickly and you're not cooling down, then seek medical attention.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. President Biden is pledging to tackle climate change through executive actions due to inaction in the 50-50 Senate. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Ukraine's First Lady is addressing Congress.
Ukrainian First Lady Olena Zelenska, speaking before Congress Wednesday, is asking for more help against Russia via a translator.
Ladies and gentlemen, the American people and American families, the Congress and President Biden have already done a lot to help us to stand up to the enemy and protect millions of Ukrainians. We are grateful, really grateful, that the United States stands with us in this fight for our shared values of human life and independence.
From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Former President Trump and 3 of his children are attending a funeral for Ivana Trump. The ex-president's first wife died last week after falling down the stairs in her home. The funeral taking place in New York City. This is USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Mark Milley are updating reporters after meeting with Allied defense leaders regarding the ongoing Russian invasion of Ukraine. General Milley says he's doubtful Russia will let up on their missile strikes in Ukraine.
In the near term, the Russians will likely continue using heavy artillery bombardments to achieve their limited gains in the east.
A string of 7-Eleven robberies left 2 people dead and 2 more wounded in Southern California this month. Orange County Board of Supervisors Chairman Doug Chaffee announces a newly appointed relief fund for the victims and their families.
It's a scary thing to think these are neighborhood stores that you might go there to get a cup of coffee, milk, or donuts. And if you might go there, you might get shot.
In a unanimous vote, the Orange County Board of Supervisors voted to donate $150,000 to create the fund. 2 suspects faced charges in connection with the crime spree and first appeared in court on Tuesday. And finally, it was on this day back in 1969 when astronauts Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin landed on the moon. Hours later, Armstrong became the first person to walk on the moon. Armstrong, born in Ohio, passed away in August of 2012. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.